That time of the week. G'day, Jacqueline.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How's London town?
Not too bad. Starting to get a little bit chilly.
Ooh, I don't know how I'd go winter over there. I just don't know.
They're long.
The Ryder Cup, that's exciting. And I think the Europe team, they'll be very strong favourites.
They are, and they're playing on Glen Eagles. And I was quite surprised to find out that it's only the second time that the Ryder Cup is being played on a Scottish course in its 90-something year history.
Really?
So it's quite extraordinary when you think of Scotland being the home of golf. But yes, they will start very firm favourites, although Tom Watson, you know, hasn't had the luxury of being able to pick informed players, whereas, of course, Rory McIlroy, very much informed, although complaining a little bit of fatigue, wants to have a day or so off before he comes back onto the golf course. But that is getting a lot of traction over here. But we also had some great results in the women's game here. Carrie Webb nearly pulled off a major win at Evian on the weekend. She was leading up until the last hole, and unfortunately her putt went wide, and the player that she was playing with, the South Korean girl, Buju Kim, managed to snare a birdie, and Carrie lost the chance to win her first major since 2006. So it was quite extraordinary and great result for her to at least be in shape to be contending at that level, you know, still, you know, kicking on, isn't she? I mean,
she's a champion.
She's 39.
She's won. Yeah.
This young South Korean was only 19.
Yeah.
And, of course, the next two behind Carrie were also South Korean young girls. You know, they're really starting to dominate the women's golf at the moment. On women's golf, we know we've been talking about Scotland and independence, this big vote on Thursday.
Yeah.
Well, on Thursday, there's another big vote. The Royal and Ancient Golf Club is going to vote whether to allow women in for the first time in nearly three centuries. We're talking 260 years of history. That women have not been allowed to be members, and they're finally putting it to a vote.
Mm.
There's going to be two votes. One is to allow women members, and the second is whether they will allow 15 female members at one time, because they've got a list of women who have been considered to be very much having contributed to golf up there that they want to kind of anoint in the first round. So 500 men get to vote and decide whether... you know, this last bastion of male supremacy.
Yeah, well, that's all good, but I wouldn't ask TK about that because he thinks golf stands for gentlemen only, ladies forbidden. So,
you're not one of these.
Yeah, TK
men,
is.
You know, oh, no.
I'm trying to turn him round, Jacqueline.
He's full of... I embrace women at every opportunity I possibly can. Can you tell me, when these women get involved with the Royal and Ancient, let's hope they pick their uniforms better than the Colombian women's cycling team.
Weren't they a shocker?
How about that?
I mean, I haven't seen anything more indecent or obscene. And thankfully, the UCI president, Brian Cookson, agrees. He said that we're on the case. It's an unacceptable by any standard of decency. But I don't know. There is a lot of... it has been going around on social media, this photo, you know, and to describe it, you know, it's very flesh-coloured uniform below the waistline, and is very revealing, and looks like they're not wearing anything at all.
No.
But certainly in the photos, but the male uniform is just as bad.
Oh, really?
Okay.
I've seen the picture
good.
Of them.
Oh. You're sure they're not the Brazilian team?
You're on fire this morning.
That was Michael, Jacqueline. That was that sexist pig, Michael.
Sorry, Jacqueline.
Well,
getting up at this time does nasty things to you.
And ticket sales for the Rugby World Cup, they're on sale?
They are. Australians have another 2 weeks, and then the ballot closes. So it's not like the Olympics where you have to buy through an agent in Australia. You can buy directly from the organising committee. They're on a website. You'll have to Google it. Make sure you're on the official site. You put your name in and tick out which matches you want. If those games are oversubscribed, it goes to a ballot. Already, though, online, some scalpers are seeking to charge nearly £9,000 for the final tickets. So if you happen to get some of those tickets in the ballot, then some of the scalpers are looking to perhaps buy some of those off you and then resell at an enormous price. There's a lot of buzz around the World Cup. It's still 1 year away. This time next year, it'll be kicking off. But it's already started over here. Very much the uniform's been announced of the England team, and there's a lot of expectation on the England team and the Wales team too.
Good on you, Jacqueline.